This meeting is being recorded.
Yeah, it is. Welcome to no, I can't say it. Oh, I was gonna say, oh no, it's cold.
Quick,
open
almost.
Ooh.
Yeah,
my bad, I forgot what show is on. What's up, guys? How's it going, Ryan?
It's going. Oh, we almost got started earlier there.
Oh buddy, I almost had to hit the goal sound there. Oh, I thought it was in the net, eh? Oh, just off the post.
Actually, you know, a fast start does sound good.
Oh, that does sound kind of nice.
Release the show.
Whoa! Oh.
Whoa!
He said a fast start sounds good. He said it. He said it.
What?
Let's talk about it.
Crack it.
Young fish.
Bound by the rules of the show.
What's cracking? What's cracking? We cracking. We cracking. We dipping. We diving. We sliding. We snapping. Hockey in Seattle, boy, we all about the action. Release the show. Release the show.
What's
cracking? We cracking.
I'm bound by the rules of the show. I must play the song when anyone says it, even if it's way too premature. Oh, I've never had a problem with that before. I swear. I promise. Welcome to Release the Show.
Keep telling yourself that.
I'm Brett. That's Ryan. Producer Katie's here. Chris is off being a business mogul somewhere. Welcome to the show, everybody. We've had the holidays, we've had New Year's, and the Kraken, they still stink. They stink, guys. Whoa, lordy. Thanks for listening to your favorite Kraken podcast here. The Kraken podcast, more fun than watching the Kraken play hockey, everybody. Let's just be flat honest. Oh, Ryan. Ryan.
Yes.
Do we suck?
Yes.
Oh, man. I feel like the Kraken are like what happens to you with like friends or business associates sometimes, or people out there in life where like you notice that it's starting to kind of not go very well, you know? And so then you kind of start trying to say something like, hey, this isn't going very well, you know? And then all of a sudden they start kind of noticing it's not going very well, and then it starts getting worse, and you're like, no, I said something so that we could get better, and then, I didn't think it would get it worse, and then all of a sudden everything's, you wake up 2 weeks later, and you're like, wait, why is this worse? Oh, no. You know what I mean, Ryan? Like, everyone's got a solution, but, like, maybe we just should have not talked in the first place. Like, I don't even know. Like, we're in a mess right now, dude. We're in a full-blown tailspin, Ryan. I don't think we've ever been in a state of emergency like the Kraken are right now.
No.
We've been doing this show for 3 seasons now. Is this their 3rd season?
4th season.
Oh, good Lord. Well, I don't think we've ever, honestly, been talking like this quite yet. Like, right. There was a lot of patience. Stop me from talking. Jump in.
No, you know, you brought up a good point. It feels like a friend who's spiraling, and I got some homework for us. We need to prepare an intervention speech for the team. And next episode,
okay,
we will have a crack in intervention.
Okay. Well, I blame us for not being on every week. I think that, we got to, first of all, you got to turn the mirror right to yourself. You know, that's what any good team would do. And I think that the 3 of us, the 4 of us, however many people work on this show, need to look ourselves right in the mirror and look squarely at ourselves and say that we are not doing enough to help out the team. And so I put that on me. I hope you put it on you, because I put it on you too.
Absolutely. No, you don't want to point the finger. You want to pull the thumb, right? That's first rule of teamwork. Yeah. And after the last episode, the team got the Release the Show bump, and I think they popped a couple. We got a couple wins out of that, and then they went right back to losing. So, Let's take it on the chin for us. We need to be better.
Okay.
We need to set the tone, set the example for the Kraken.
Okay, well, then let's go, boys. They're listening on the bus right now. Like, we know they love the show because they see you walking around and they chat with you and play, hacky sack with you all the time. So we know they love the show. Come on, boys. Let's go. Time to pick it up. It's not worth the subscription right now, guys. Let's go. Since last we talked, everybody, in mid-December, the Kraken have won 2 games, and one of those was in overtime in the I-5-ry against the Canucks. And then they beat the Utah hockey team, which doesn't even have a name.
Doesn't even count.
So I don't even know if that counts. And then we came right back and lost to the Canucks and lost to the Oilers and lost to the New Jersey Devils. And oh boy, here we go. So we're halfway through the season, Ryan?
Yeah, exactly halfway.
Yeah.
I think last game was the halfway point.
Well, we start a road trip, which is usually good for us. We go to Columbus, Buffalo, Detroit, Pittsburgh, and then Winnipeg. Got to be cold this time of year before coming back home against the Los Angeles Kings. But
we can't even use the road trips are good for the team because they can get away from their families, and nothing's working right now.
Nothing's working. I mean, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, we've been here for 4 years. Okay, this is middle of season four right now. We've been patient. We've given them a pass a lot of the time, I think. They're trying to find their feet. You know, it's a new franchise. Boy, aren't the uniforms pretty, you know? But I don't think we can give them a pass anymore. However, like I talked about with that friend of yours that's in trouble or that coworker of yours who just won't step up, saying something isn't really doing anything, I don't think, at this point. I mean, you're around the team all the time. Like, you talked about the mood a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I mean, what is actually going on over there? Because I feel like, you know, positive reinforcement hasn't really helped. Negative reinforcement doesn't really seem to help. But, like, what's the mood and what are they saying to each other?
So, we've had some injuries, and that doesn't help. When Joey Decord goes down for a couple games, Grubauer steps in, and he's been playing good, and the team has acknowledged that, but he's still letting in goals at the worst times, and we're still losing. So
yeah.
I don't care how much of a great effort he put in, we're not getting the results.
Right.
Joey Decord is back. Obviously, we have some other guys' injuries, and this is the time of year where that stuff's going to happen, but good teams overcome that. They've been bringing guys up from the AHL. We've been testing different lines theories, different combos. Nothing seems to stick. What's really frustrating about this team is we can't just say they flat out suck and this is their MO and they're going to suck for the rest of the year. It's a tale of two teams. The game in Vancouver, they look like a completely different team. They have these dominating wins and they play up to the teams with better records. And then they play down to the teams like the Ducks and the Sharks of the world, and we lose in grand fashion. I just don't understand what team is going to show up that day.
Well,
as far as the mood in the room, I mean, pregame it's always hype, but
I don't like it.
But after morning skates and morning and practices, it just seems like business as usual.
Huh.
We're just going to come in, we'll do our thing, and they leave it. I did spend a little bit of time with them when they're in Vegas. They had a weird flight, got canceled. They didn't get in right in time. They had a day off. They did, you know, you can stack up the excuses for them, but at the end of the day, like they still got to the rink. They're still doing their thing. Practices were spirited. I mean, that stuff isn't stopping. It's not translating. And that's the frustrating part. It's not translating to the game.
Yeah. Some of these losses are just ugly. Like you said, you know, 5-1 to the Lightning. What was it? 6-2 was the Vegas one that you're talking about.
Yep.
I think, you know, the Avalanche, they lost big to Kevin in Denver's Avalanche. The Blackhawks, that was we scored one goal in that one, right? I think they got three in that, didn't they? Chicago. So, like, it's not like a 4-3. I mean, we did lose 4-3 to the Canucks, but like they're not like even really close sometimes, man.
The Vegas game was frustrating because they seemed to be ready to go, and right from the get go, they weren't. Just six goals is tough to swallow.
Do you think, there's no wrong answers here, everybody, and whatever you guys think out there, you know, is there something that we're missing here on the show? Let us know. You can email us anytime or hit us up on social media. But no ideas are wrong right now, Ryan. I think, you know, it's the same kind of core group of guys that it's been for a long time, right? And it's not working. And so the pregame rituals, the kicking the soccer balls around, and all that, like, it's not working, you know? And we thought it would change a little bit when they got a captain, but you're with them, like you said. Do you see much changing with them naming a captain or not? Or is it, like you said, it's just the same old routine? Something's supposed to change when you get different leadership, you know?
It doesn't help that the captain's not playing.
No, I know. I understand and that. But I'm saying, what did the captain change in general?
I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It's the core group is still there. So it shouldn't matter if you have a captain or not.
Right.
Like those guys are the leadership group. They need to step up and take over. And you see, we'll go back to Yanni Gourde. He had an interview with Piper Shaw after the game or in between periods. And he was flat out saying, we got to be better than this. This is not like, this is not how we want to play. Right. So he's pretty candid with those comments.
Yeah.
And actually showing a little bit of what we talked about is not just the standard answers, but actually getting mad and getting
pissed. Is this what you have here, or did you talk to him?
So I talked to him the next game, and I asked him about those comments and what he thinks we need to build on top of that.
You want to listen to it right now?
Yeah.
Where did you get him? Were you chatting like off the ice, or like what was the scenario here?
This was after morning skate in Vegas.
Okay.
And so while it was still fresh in his mind about the team's play, again, they have a pretty good practice. But you walk in there, and it's kind of a quieter atmosphere. After morning skates, they open up the room to everybody. So everyone's getting undressed. There's some few press in there. There wasn't a lot of Seattle press, really, which was actually kind of nice to get in and get some conversations with guys. But again, like, this is the time they need to be preparing for this game, and it just seemed pretty calm.
So what did you ask him?
I just asked him, I go, hey, you were pretty candid with Piper, and is this what we need to do to propel this team? But what do you think? The question was, what does the team need to do to get past this, to get to the next level?
Okay.
And so here's what he said.
Yeah.
Play with more emotion.
Mm.
We're flat a little bit. You gotta find a way to play with more emotion and play with more emotion. It's tough to win in this league, and if you don't bring that emotion and that passion every single time, it's gonna be hard winning. So I think that's the first part of it, and find a way to get emotionally involved in the game. Like, it might be just giving a hit, getting hit, chirping someone on the other team. Be as little as that. Just get yourself in the game.
Did you guys do anything last night with the day off to sort of reset your brains a little bit for that? Come in with it was a pretty hard practice this morning.
Yes, it was a weird day for us. We were supposed to travel the day before, and then something happened. So, it's just routine a little bit, and then we just know that today it's a work day, and we big practice this morning, and then we got to be ready to play tonight.
Thank you very much.
Who do you think that good job, Ryan. Who do you think he's talking to when he says we got to play with more emotion? Because he's not talking to himself. Yanni's out there playing with emotion night in, night out, and you can hear it in his voice. Who do you think he's talking about?
I think, honestly, I think it's a little bit of himself, because he wears his heart on his sleeve. I mean, he's always out there, and like you said, he's getting in people's faces. He's chirping people. He's being a pest on the ice. That is what we've been talking about this whole time. Get yourself in the game right from the first puck drop, right from the first puck drop of the third period. Like, get yourself in the game.
Yeah,
get a hit. Like I said, get a hit, get a shot, make a play, chirp somebody, punch somebody in the teeth. Like do something to get yourself in the game. So. It's not the fourth line, because that is an energy line. Brandon Tanev and company are always out there. I think it's his core group. I think it's the quote unquote leaders of the team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a work day. Let's treat it like a work day. Let's get in. Let's do what we've got to start doing to show everybody else. Good leaders will put it on themselves to carry the team like that. And I don't know if that's necessarily what Gord's trying to do, but without even realizing that that's what he's doing, he's taking it on himself, and he's really trying to show the rest of the guys like yeah, we're in a rut, but it doesn't have to be this way.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel like there's a lot of like cohesion in terms of playing style within the team, and with even within the core group of players who have been here the whole time. You know, Gord, McCann, obviously Dan, but he's out. But like those main dudes, it just feels like there's like two different philosophies of hockey, even within the main core group of people. Where like Yanni wants to be a pest, he wants to get after people, he wants to annoy people, he wants to get under people's skin, he wants to chirp people. Yep. But it feels like there's this other side of the team that wants to play a little more like corporate hockey.
Sure.
And it just feels like a team without sort of a direction. Like if Yanni does go and chirp someone or hit someone, it feels like the rest of the team is like, well, wait, that's not what oh, we're doing that today, like we didn't realize we were playing that way. Or then if like they, you know, don't, then Yanni's like, hey, how come we're not hitting people and chirping people? So they're just like,
yeah,
get on the same page, guys.
So I think now you got to start playing to your strengths, right? If you're a goal scorer, score goals.
Yeah.
You know, Beniers is starting to pick up again. He's starting to find the back of the net a little bit and at least make smarter plays. Jared McCann leading the team, 28 points, right? So, like, so McCann should be focusing on scoring goals and getting assists.
Mm-hmm.
Yanni Gord should be focused on whatever he's doing. Like, we got to play to the strengths of the team and find that role. When I played, I wasn't a goal scorer. Now, if I netted a couple, that's a bonus on top of everything else, right? But I was the player that would go into the corners and do the dirty work and give it to the goal scorer. Like, yeah, that was my role on the team, and I understood what my role was. And right, that's how I made a career out of it. I didn't try to be something I'm not. And I think that's sometimes this team is trying they're trying to be a different identity than what they need to be. Like,
yeah,
they need to realize, like, we've got a bunch of grinders on the team and we've got one or two goal scorers. Let them be the highlights. Let everybody else do the work. And again, you see flashes of that on these big wins. Tale of two teams again. Like, when they play as a team and they play their role, they're successful. When they don't, they're kind of going backwards a little bit.
Yeah, and this season I think is particularly frustrating for me, for you, and I think for a lot of you Kraken fans out there, because there's nothing really to point to that feels like it can fix it or whatever. Like, I'm extremely frustrated watching this team. Like, we used to talk about, oh, they're better on the road than at home. Well, no, they're 8-11 on the road. They're 9-10 at home. So it's about the same. They're 17-21 overall with, you know, three overtimes there. But in 41 games, man, only 17 wins when you look up. And for a team that in their second season went pretty deep in the playoffs, for a team that has, it seems like, the right people in the front office, the right, you know, quote-unquote hockey people in the front office, everybody's very excited about the way that the front office was put together originally. But I think that, you guys, this is their fourth season. Like, we got to start really taking a hard look at some of the moves they've made, some of the moves that they haven't made. Can you imagine if this was the Seahawks? Or even the Mariners? I mean, sure. Forget it. People be burning the city down. You imagine this, like, the Seahawks season, this season, they missed the playoffs by one game. It's a brand new coach. And a lot of people are ready to throw the team out of town, and they missed the playoffs by one year with a brand new head coach and tons of injuries everywhere and everything that they were dealing with. The Kraken, 17 wins after 41 games, and it's the same group of players that have been here the whole time. If this was the Seahawks, everybody would be yelling for everybody to be fired.
Yes.
Everybody to be thrown off the team. Are you kidding me? Like, Geno Smith, quarterback for the Seahawks, goes out, has almost a career year every year, and everybody wants him off the team. What would they be saying about Jared McCann? You know? I mean, even though he's your leading point scorer, like, would he be on most other teams, Ryan? You know, like, where's the fans just coming after the team and going, this is garbage. This is not good enough to come to your pretty building anymore. It's not good enough to see your pretty jerseys. You got to start playing pretty hockey. and consistent hockey. And I don't understand. I'm sorry, but I'm sorry. I'll let you get in.
No,
I just don't understand. I just don't understand. I don't understand what Ronnie Francis is doing. I don't understand what the front office is doing. I don't understand the moves that aren't being made. I don't get it. This new coach is supposed to have shake things up, whatever. Comes in. They're worse. Throw somebody out of town.
And they look so promising, too, beginning of the year.
I don't know. What do you want? What do you want them to do? Who's had the most disappointing season, and who do you want to throw off the bus? What do we got to do here, Ryan? Put your GM hat on.
Yeah.
Let's be Ronnie Francis for a second. I mean, sits up there in his big suits, you know, next to Bruckheimer. Yeah. You got the best intro package in the league and all that. No, where's the product on the damn ice?
So I'll tell you what they would say is this is a 5-year plan.
Ugh. Yeah.
And sound like the Mariners.
when Vegas entered the league, they wanted to win right away.
Their players,
everything would fade off in 5 years, and they'd have to rebuild. We started off with whatever we got, and in 5 years, then we're going to be in that spot. It's just really frustrating that we've already been to the playoffs and we've gone backwards. So instead of adding pieces, it feels like we're going backwards.
What a great business model. We don't want to be exciting now. We want to be exciting in 5 years. Hey, everybody, we're a brand new team in town. We're going to lull you to sleep, pretty much convince you that we're never going to do anything. And then we're going to try to get you back 5 years in because we'll start winning. No, you got to hit the ground running, man.
I don't know what that answer is. As like one of the only hockey guys in my friend group, everyone comes to me and says, "Hey, what's wrong with the Kraken? You see it? What's wrong with the Kraken?" And I would normally have an answer for him, but right now I just don't know. And I don't know if they're just being complacent, if it's just not clicking the way they need to be, or we got to start looking. Do we have the right pieces now?
Yeah.
Like we gave it a shot. We gave you the game plan. We gave you the facilities. We give you everything we can to make you successful. Well, now we got to start looking. Is it actually the personnel?
Right. Well, that's where I'm at right now. Is I'm going to start looking at the personnel. But that's a very slippery slope, man. You start blowing this thing up for real, and then now you're in full rebuild mode. You're in full free fall mode, and you really don't know what's on the other side of that as a sports franchise in any sport. When you start, you know, because I'm pissed and I want to see the whole team shipped out of town figuratively. But when you start doing that literally,
scary.
It's pretty scary times ahead unless you have people coming in after them. But who's going to want to come play for the Kraken right now? You know what I mean? Like,
no, it's
they're not attracting free agents.
No. If we had a couple more wins in our belt, then we'd be on the cusp of making the playoffs. But I think, what are we, 10 games out now? I mean, we're not. No team has ever, at this point in the season, when with as many losses as we have, made the playoffs.
Right.
So we got to start looking, all right, now we're building for next year. Or do we just buckle down and really go for it? We have a strong road trip, and we string together 5 or 6 wins, which we've done in the past. Mm-hmm. In the month of February, March, we've had these big winning streaks where it got a little exciting. So maybe tomorrow's game is what starts that.
Yeah. If you look at the division standings right now, they're in 7th in the West, or sorry, Pacific. They're in 7th, which is, do you know how many teams are in the Pacific, Katie?
No.
The Kraken are in 7th out of 8 teams.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Who's behind us?
The
San Jose Sharks. Well,
the Ducks just jumped us, so that's awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. It starts now, man. I think, you know, sometimes if you've been on a team, I know you have, if you've been on a team out there, even if, you know, you're at work and that's your team, sometimes when all is lost and there's nothing left to play for, that's when you actually can start playing pretty good, you know? Like, they got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd go out on the ice tight and afraid to lose. I mean, can't lose much more than you're losing right now. Like, honestly, I'd like to see them lose a game 8-2, but they're just flying all over the ice and just like full of energy and getting after it.
Yeah.
You know, and like showing me something.
They had a couple shifts in the New Jersey game where they had back-to-back rushes, back-to-back shots, but the shots are going right in the goalie's chest. Yeah. So you create the space, the time and space to make these plays. You get open, and then you just fire one right in his chest. So, I mean, that's a beer league style play where you fight your way to get to the net, and then you just kind of toss one in his pads like that.
That's like how I play the hockey video game.
Yeah.
It's like I don't actually direct the puck when I shoot it. I just hit shoot and hope that the computer will do it for me. And it feels like that's what they're doing.
And that's part of their game plan, is to just get pucks on net. And I think Gord mentioned that a little bit. I think I also talked to Everett Fitzhugh and Al Konitsky for a little bit. They mentioned that it's just get pucks on net. Bylsma after the game, same thing, or before the game and after the game, the game plan is to shoot more, right? Because if you shoot, good things will happen. Rebounds will pop out, but not when the goalie's catching it right in his chest protector. Like, that's, you're not going to get any rebounds that way. You got to have a low shot, or you got to rig it off the post up high to get any sort of action. And just kind of, like I said, maybe it's bad angles. I do like how they are shooting more, because good things will happen when you start shooting the puck, and the puck will have eyes and start finding the twine. But it's, yeah, I don't know. They've got to get that little extra shooting on purpose is what I like to go back to. You can shoot the puck or have a purpose for, you know, what you're doing with the puck.
Okay, well, it's that time of year. Should I stay or should I go? So we got to start making some decisions here. There's going to be some teams looking for pieces down the stretch. I'd say the Kraken are definitely sellers this year, like they have been in almost every year. Even the year they went to the playoffs, they weren't buyers. It's not like they added pieces that really – remember that when they were making the playoff run, or they started to make the playoff run, and we said, well, we're going to go out and get all these pieces and stuff. They never really went out and got anything. And you remember the answer from the front office? Well, it's only year two. Hey, if these guys are doing it, we might as well ride with these guys. We don't need to go out and spend a bunch of money. We don't need to go out and bring in, you know, a big name or be buyers in this playoff run, or, you know, get a guy on like a loaner deal and, you know, have to work out an extension later. We don't need to do that. Well, here you look up a season and a half later after that playoff run. It would have been nice to add some pieces, maybe convince somebody that Dick's Cheeseburgers and Ivor's Fish and Chips is delicious, and they would have stayed in town, you know? But here we are. We got the same old guys. So who should stay? Who should go? Who do you think's staying? Who do you think's going? Jared McCann, I mean, he's your top guy. He's number one on the list. He's got 29 points through 41 games. Is that any good? And you can't move him. He's your number one.
Yeah, but you could probably get some guys back for him.
Ugh. Some more AHL players?
Yeah, I think Yanni Gord has been talked about as maybe someone to move. I mean, you have Burakovsky, who 3 goals, 12 assists, but he's -8. I mean, he's not really doing much.
Yeah, but do you know why people talk about Yanni Gord, though? They talk about, like, because you look at the points and stuff, like Yanni's sitting there, what he's got? 16 points. He's only got 6 goals. They don't talk about moving Yanni because of the stat sheet. They talk about moving Yanni because of the personality, because of the hockey guy that he is, and because he's a guy that you want on your GD team. And we already have him. Other teams want him because they know that he's the kind of guy that can get the team going. I'm telling you, man. Like, I love Dan. He's our first love on the team. But I'm telling you, Yanni should have gotten the C.
You know, I think you're right on that.
Thank you. Cut out that clip. Send it to the Kraken. Can you
have
that?
Do it over? I can be a little bit more energetic about it. Brett, I think you're right.
Dude, Jordan Eberle comes into the facility and he opens his locker, and instead of like a piece of paper hanging in his locker, it's just a USB drive hanging there.
Oh, like, it's just your voice.
Just my voice on audio. I don't want to see Yanni go, man. Because I think he goes on another team, and he's that spark plug that sends another team to where they want to go. And he's got to be that for us. I just don't think they let him kind of be that guy. I mean, what about Schwartzy? 41 games in, 26 points. He's kind of number two on the team. But they talked about moving him even a few seasons ago and didn't do it. Or there was rumors. You know what I mean?
Sure. I could live without Schwartz. People love Schwartz. But, I mean, he doesn't really stand out to me that often.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he could be a guy. I've never really liked Ali Tolvanen. I mean, he's somebody that we kind of brought in, but there could be something there. But I don't know who you replace him with.
And
that's the thing. Like I'll always stand by this. Let's try to do it with the guys we got. But if it's this group that's the problem, then we need to start making those changes. But I just think maybe we're not making the right choices or utilizing them in the best way. If again, we're mixing up the line so much, let's just find a line combo that works, stick with it, and let the guys do what they do best and play their role.
Yeah, find some
but
consistency.
When you're always moving up and all right, now I gotta start feeding the puck to Beniers because I'm on the first line with him and whatever that is, like that doesn't always work all the time. Players like consistency. There's a reason why they play soccer every game. It stretches you out but it's part of that routine and if you got to mix up the routine too often, so you go through your whole process, but then you don't know who you're playing with that day. It's really tough mentally. You got to prepare for that.
Yeah, but maybe we switch. I don't think soccer is doing it anymore. You know, maybe we switch to Red Rover or something.
Pickleball?
Like that. Pickleball, yeah. Yeah, I was going to say cards, you know, like some sort of gambling. Something with some fire. Something with some competitive... spirit, you know, like just juggling a soccer ball around in a circle and going, oh, if someone doesn't keep it in the air, isn't really doing it for me anymore.
They have a football.
Okay.
They toss a football and every once in a while I'll stand behind the tunnel and just, they never throw it to me.
No.
I mean, maybe we shrink the soccer ball and actually go hacky sack. Maybe we need a little more skill into there.
Maybe they should go hacky sack. Yeah.
Maybe some accountability for when you do drop the ball. I don't know. I don't like messing with the players' pregame stuff. I just they're but you got to do something. I did the same thing almost every single game, and if I didn't, it got in my head, and it was really weird. If I was driving to the rink for a home game, I had to listen to Avril Lavigne's Skater Boy because it came on the radio one time, and I had a good game, and that's in my hockey mix, and
no.
Skater Boy has been there every single time. Creatures of habit, right? And Skater Boy is awesome, and I'll fight you on that.
I know, but Skater Boy, it's a bit on the nose. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Avril Lavigne is a hockey player, too. I just like that. All right. We can cut that.
No, we're going to let it roll. Hey, what's up, Seattle? Hey, what's up, Seattle? You're driving home up I-5 towards Mount Baker. Traffic. Traffic news, weather, mattresses in lanes. This is Avril Lavigne. Turn it up as you're headed to the Alderwood Mall.
You're on the wrong radio show.
Oh, sorry.
That's the show we used to do, dude.
Okay. No Skater Boy. No, I don't. That's fine. If that's what gets you pumped up, that's fine.
Maybe they need to listen to Skater Boy.
Maybe they do.
Yeah.
Maybe whoever has the aux cord for the next game tosses in some Skater Boy.
Yeah.
And it becomes their thing, and this show saves the day again.
Well, you never know, man. There's dumb stuff within sports teams that gets them going all the time. You ever heard of the Angels Rally Monkey?
No.
That thing's really dumb, and it gets them going. They had a Rally Monkey the year they won the World Series because it's like a stuffed monkey doll, basically. It's like, oh, Rally Monkey. And it's dumb, but it gets the team going. Sometimes it's something that doesn't need to make any sense. So I think Ryan might be onto it with Skater Boy, you know? Like, I could see them getting very excited in the locker room over that song coming on. Kind of like the way bros are getting excited about Creed right now. Or, like, six months ago. Remember that? When all the, like, white dudes in their 20s were, like, loving Creed.
Any ABBA song at, like, a wedding?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Place goes nuts.
You know, man, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to knock it. No wrong answers. Maybe you got something going on here. Maybe we get Avril in there and get them pumped up. Maybe she can come play Climate Pledge. We could get them free tickets.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, here it comes.
Talk to Jimmy Seats.
There you go.
He was a skater boy. She said, see you later, boy. He wasn't good enough for her. Now he's a superstar. Lemon on his guitar. Did your pretty face you?
I think if we keep playing more, we got to pay like millions of dollars probably.
I wonder what people thought when they saw me in a full suit driving down Division Street in Spokane with that blaring out of the windows in the middle of the winter.
They thought, there goes a skater boy.
There goes a
That boy can skate. Look at him. Skate with an 8 and boy with a B-O-I. That's how that song is spelled if you're looking for it. S-K-8-E-R-B-O-Y. Skater boy. I'm into it. I think it could work. I think it could work. Maybe you got to suggest it, though, you know, to the guys there.
Well, you gotta make it their idea. So I will subliminally try to work it in.
Yeah.
And then they'll come up with the idea. It'll be their organic thing. Boom. Skater boy. We're not changing the goal song, but they'll play right after it.
I could just see Ryan like passing guys on the way to the morning skate. He's like, hey, have a good skater boy. Boy, you can sure skate. Like, why is Ryan weird all of a sudden? What happened?
Kicking me out.
You got some more audio here. You chatted also with Everett Fitzhugh, and I think you were chatting with him about what?
Same thing. It's been the theme of the last couple weeks. The roller coaster that the team is on, mm-hmm. where the team is playing high, the team's playing low. I asked him, is this going to be? Do you see this getting any better, or is this going to be kind of how it's going to be for the rest of the year?
Oh, man. Well, here's the voice of the Kraken trying to keep the ratings up. Here you go.
You're coming off a big trade.
I'm like just kidding. I love Fitz.
For Kaapo Kakko, it's going to take some time to get him acclimated. And I mean, and you want to see that offense pick up. And I think that's where the team right now is struggling. They're just not scoring goals. Defensively, it's been fine. I mean, I don't want to speak for Al, but I feel like they've done a good job preventing a lot of chances, but they're not capitalizing on theirs. And I feel like in order for this team to get back to success, I mean, it's obvious, but they have to start scoring goals, and I think they have to have that shoot-first mentality, which you're not really seeing right now from this team.
I think earlier in the season, certainly November, there was more of an urgency to get to the front of the net and stay there and battle there and not just have that shoot-first mentality, but have that shoot-first mentality with bodies in front. And I think the last few games, you haven't seen that as much. So I'm expecting that to be a bigger priority tonight.
Why do you guys think it's hard for them to play a full game, a full 60 minutes?
I mean, so it's funny. JT Brown talks about this all the time. He's like, it's impossible. No one has ever played a full 60-minute game in the history of this league. But I think it's more the consistency over 60 minutes. And for Seattle, historically, we've seen this team routinely play 50, 55 minutes. And then in those 2 to 3 5-minute lapses, that's when the team gives up, you know, mm-hmm. a bad goal, or that's where they have a breakdown. And it's about minimizing and limiting those moments throughout the course of a game. I think consistency-wise, this team will have moments of brilliance, and we've seen this quite a bit, but it is about the consistency, not letting those lapses come into your game too often.
Yeah, I also think, too, that, you know, we've seen games where the team was fantastic defensively. We've seen games where they're fantastic offensively, but putting it together has been a bit of a challenge. I also think that, you know, in the last 5 minutes of games, especially being down a goal, we've seen that push. I think I'm looking for that push to happen from the drop of the puck. Absolutely. And that mentality, that urgency, that intensity that you see in those last 5 minutes.
Yep.
Maybe not for the entire 60 minutes, but certainly from the start of periods and through most of the periods.
Well, and there were stretches, too, where the Kraken were scoring goals in the first 3 to 5 minutes of the game. And whenever you can score first, or whenever you can get, you know, 5 high-danger chances in the first half of a period, it sets your game up for success so much throughout the – it sets that tone for the rest of the game, for the rest of the period. And you're right. It's almost like this team has this oh-no moment at the end of games. Like, we're down – 3-1, we're down 3-2, we have to push. Well, I'm with you. Where's that push in the first 5 minutes of the third, the first 5 minutes of the game, as opposed to the last?
That's what we talk about all the time. Set the tone. Do it in the first period, get a shot, do something, and then do it again in the second, in the third. Set the tone for the period.
Well, and that's where the full 60 comes in, right? I think it's doing all of those things consistently for a full 60 minutes.
Sure. first 2 years in juniors, I didn't get much ice time, so it was really easy for me to play a full game. So I don't know what these guys are complaining about. All right, I appreciate your time.
You guys.
Hell yeah, man. Get a little shot in there at the end. Wait, so that was Everett and
Everett and Al.
Yeah, Al, yeah. Yeah, dude, they're right on. And you know what else? Like, I like hearing that because it means we're right on. And I'm just a hockey idiot. Like, I don't know anything, you know? I'm just a fan watching these games because I feel like the Kraken, you know, honestly, I feel like the Kraken have done me and a lot of fans like me a disservice by not playing good enough hockey to let us know what the hell we're talking about when we talk hockey yet. Because I feel That's like funny. I'm still just watching, you know, like I'm not good enough as a fan yet to see who's coming in and who's coming out and who's on what line and are they on the same line as they were when the last time that they went out there and all that stuff. All I see is guys in Kraken uniforms skating around out there.
Yep.
And I want to see more goals in the, you know, more pucks in the back of the net, obviously, or just see something that makes me go, oh, there's hockey. Oh, that's what they're supposed to be doing. But instead, it always feels like the goal is a bit lucky. Unless McCann has a beautiful one. I mean, he sometimes just has some gorgeous, gorgeous goals. But they're kind of on his own, you know? And you watch the other teams play that we're playing against, and then you watch some other hockey. You just see teams with, like, a nice, crisp, you know, pass, pass, pass goal, you know? Like, just yep. right to the blade of the – right? The blade of the stick? Right to the stick blade?
Blade of the stick. Look at you learning
yeah.
terms.
Yeah. Little what do they call it? Little tic-tac-toe? Huh?
A little tic-tac-toe.
Yeah. Like, you see other teams doing that all the time, and you see us just kind of, like they were saying, like throwing it on net, like you were saying, hoping to get a bounce, yep. hoping to get an ugly goal. And if that's the players we got, it is what it is. You know, you can't – sometimes it is the Jimmys and the Joes and not the X's and the O's. But – so maybe we're just kind of stuck with what we got. But I think that everybody, every Kraken fan, and clearly they can see it too, the guys there – from the broadcast. Like, I think everybody can kind of see what's up. I just don't think, like I said, I don't think anyone has the answer because coming down on them hard doesn't seem to be working. Being too positive when they're playing great, they just seem to relax after that. Yep. You know, I honestly think the early goal for the Kraken might not be a good thing. If they play so hard when they're behind, maybe the other team scoring first is what we need. I don't know.
All right. Okay. I know I shouldn't have said release the show so early. I'm sorry.
Careful. Come on now. Lastly here on the show, we do have an email from Kevin from Denver.
Sure do.
Who's just as pissed as all of us, I'm sure. I haven't heard this yet. Katie, are you got your Kevin from Denver voice warmed up?
Hey, guys.
Just kidding, Kevin. Spot hey, guys, on. And Katie. Kevin from Denver here. Beniers to the minors.
Yeah.
After his third loss to the Avalanche, I see his efforts on the ice, and it sucks.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, sophomore slump. Well, this is his junior year, and he's just not performing.
Mm.
Been seeing on Kraken pages that Francis has to go. I'm starting to agree.
Yeah.
It's like he's sabotaging this team. The way it's looking, it might be time for Chris to take the polar plunge just to end the madness of losing.
Ooh.
I'm with you, Brett. Can't be about how good the jerseys look. You got to start winning games.
Yeah.
As always, love you guys. Go Kraken.
I want to see us get somebody bloody out there. I want to see a good old-fashioned fist fight. We've been calling for that since season one. I feel a little screwed by the NHL that I had to wait my whole life to get a hockey team. And then by the time I get a hockey team, fighting is not in fashion anymore.
Yeah, rude. Come on.
What the hell is that about? Like, let's just be a team that nobody wants to play, that nobody wants to even see get off the bus because they know that we're probably not going to win, but you're going to leave with a few less teeth and a couple of bloody noses.
If you can't win by scoring goals.
Yeah.
Right?
Do it.
We've been saying that from day one as well. A good line brawl goes a long way.
Yeah.
It brings the team together.
Yep.
It's sad that you need to have an event like that where people realize they have each other's backs and just start grabbing the first guy they see and swinging.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more of a minor league thing and a junior thing. But they used to be like that in the NHL and the guys were tough and the teams are fun to watch and the fans are, the arenas were packed and that's a style and a brand of hockey that is fading away fast. But we could be the team that could be our little niche for it, right?
I want to fight in practice. I want an inner squad fight.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I think I want a fight on the team. I think I want somebody in practice to kind of hook a guy just like a little bit too hard. You know, like whoever the – they know. They know, Katie. We don't know, but they know. They know internally on the team which is the guys that want to play like this and which is the guys that want to play like that. Mm-hmm. And what you need is one of the guys who wants to play like this to get in a fight with one of the guys that wants to play like that. And then the whole squad jumps in, and then, you know, it's going to get crazy. But then, after they go in the locker room, then there'll be that moment like from a movie where they catch each other out of the corner of their head, and then they just start laughing, you know? And then you can build off of like an actual fist fight within the team. You can build off of that.
That's true.
You don't have to go hit the other team. Hit your own team.
I've gotten a fight with a teammate in practice, and that's because practice like you play, and every shift matters, right? But every single time every little shift in practice matters.
Yeah.
And this was mid season, and it was in the corner. And he hit me weird. I turned around, I popped him, and we went at it. And like,
hell yeah.
It doesn't have to be anything more than that. And you could just tell like that people have passion, and when that stuff kind of starts happening,
yeah,
the passion is for the single goal of making the playoffs and Stanley Cups and excelling.
Yeah.
And if you're fighting each other about that, that could be a good thing. It's okay.
Yeah. Let's go, dude.
Teams like that. And have you ever watched Shorzy?
Shorzy?
Yeah, okay. So we got two homeworks for you. So start watching Shorzy. It's a pretty good hockey show based off of Letterkenny.
Okay.
But there's a quote where the players they it's like they don't want to win, but they don't hate to lose. And I think right now we just don't hate to lose. Like, yeah, they want to win, and you know, okay, we won, we lost, it doesn't matter. But the teams that I think where we want them to be is we want guys that just absolutely hate to lose.
Yeah.
And that's once we can kind of get over that hump, now we can start talking about real teamwork, real prospects for this team. But
yeah.
we got to get to that point where we can't just take another loss and, oh, it's a business trip and, you know, we'll get at it tomorrow. Like,
somebody has to wake up.
You got to take that stuff personally.
Yeah, dude. Riker Evans or Kako. Or, you know, Stevenson, somebody's got to wake up in the morning, you know, look in the mirror and decide that every single thing that they do on the team is going to be with competition, with energy, and with trying to be the best.
Yeah.
Like, somebody on this team has got to wake up in the morning and go, I'm going to be waiting for the bus with my full... you know, road dress on 10 minutes before everybody else gets down in the lobby. And I'm going to do that every day. And I'm going to show every single person on this team what it takes to be a pro. Mm. You know, look, we need a Tyler Lockett on this team. Mm. You need a Russell Wilson. You need somebody who's on the treadmill an hour before everybody else. You know, I when I played on teams and when I'm on teams, I don't want that to be me. I want to be sleeping in a nice, comfortable bed. But I'll tell you, when you get down there and you see that teammate doing it, it makes you want to do it more, doesn't it? Like, Kobe's teammates have, you know, stories of him being at, like, all-star games and stuff. And, not even teammates, but just other NBA guys have stories of, like, being at all-star games and weekends that aren't even supposed to matter. And there's Kobe, you know, working out in the hotel gym at 4 o'clock in the morning while they're all just getting back from the nightclub. You know, or stories of Michael Jordan, you know, getting in little dust ups during practice with like his own teammates and things like that. Like, that's greatness, you know, and they're not going to get there overnight. But it takes somebody waking up tomorrow and going, you know what? I'm that guy.
We want the ball and we're going to score.
That's right.
No, that's Hasselbeck.
No, I know.
It's true. The first person who, like you said, who wakes up and determines this is the day we're not losing.
Yep.
And gets in his car and listens to Skater Boy and drives to the rink and is the first one there.
Yeah.
And is dressed and ready to go 5 minutes before everybody else is. And you will see those other teammates follow his lead. Like, and take the game in his hands.
Yeah.
And go out there and be the difference maker on the team.
Yes.
That's when this team will start going. We need that difference maker.
Let's go.
Yes.
Woo!
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. You need somebody who's not going to come off the ice when they're supposed to. Who goes, no, I'm out here for an extra 8 seconds because I got eight more seconds left in me. You're not pulling me off this ice. You need someone who cares as much as we do. Period.
Yeah.
Period. And who, I don't care if you're down 5-3. I want that guy last out on the ice. I want him skating his, I can see it in my head. I can see it in my head. He's just dripping with sweat. Doesn't want to come off. Showing everybody. No, I'm out here till the last second. You know, like, where's that person?
Oh, man, now I'm fired up. I wish I was playing still because I would turn around and be like, guys, this, like, and you don't even have to say anything. You just got to show up and be the guy. Like,
that's right.
Show up and be the guy.
That's 100% right. You don't say a word. You take your cell phone, you hand it to a friend or a loved one, you go, I'll see this again at the end of the season. And, like, guys will start noticing. Hey, have you noticed that you haven't seen Brett's cell phone like a long time? Man, that guy is focused. Look at that guy. Man, he's there 20 minutes early. Boy, he's skating faster than everybody else. Like, you start to notice, for real. But you don't have to, to your point, you don't have to say anything. Just start doing it.
Players who start doing that will separate themselves from everybody else.
Yeah.
And again, and what do we always say? Like, the high tide raises all ships. Like,
yeah.
he will be that high tide for everybody else. But if you want to turn around and be the leader on this team and you want to put yourself in a position next year to stay on this team and to be one of these guys who gets the bobbleheads and who, who's the one of the leaders and point getters on the team, then it starts today.
Yeah.
Like, it starts at, well, they're off today, but it starts tomorrow.
Do you hear that? You hear that, Oliver? Huh? You hear that, Vince? Do you hear that, Ellie? You hear that, Ty? Jamie? Who else? Kale?
Sorry. Hear that, Kale?
You hear me, Kale? Is it you, Kale? It's got to be somebody. I don't even care if it's one of the stars. It's just got to be somebody on the team, a player, not a captain, not an assistant, just somebody. You know?
Hear that, Bowie?
You know, honestly, this could be the curse of Bowie. Because if we really go,
how dare you?
Bowie Backer.
Pretty good second season. When did they debut Bowie, though? Could be the curse of the Bowie, man. Anyway.
Speaking of, I got like 5 Bowie Backer t-shirts if anybody wants one.
Sweet.
Let's run a contest.
Okay, just email us. Just email us. ReleaseTheRants@gmail.com. 5 different people. If you want a Bowie Backer t-shirt, we don't know what sizes they are, but just email us and we'll send you a Bowie Backer t-shirt because we got some little merch laying around. That's pretty much it for us, man, unless you got something else as we head out the door here.
Yeah, I had stats and stuff and numbers, but it doesn't matter. Like, none of that. We could get into that later. I mean, every time you made a note, I would look up something and, you know, scoring first, scoring last. I just think we need to start scoring. And just like the guy said, be consistent with it. There's really not much more than that.
Let's just go out and play some good old-fashioned hockey. Quit worrying about all the numbers and all the junk and all that. These guys know what they're doing. They've been doing it since they were so young, you know? Get out there and do it.
And all else fails, blame Bowie. Oh, sorry.
All right, well, they got the Blue Jackets tomorrow night, the Sabres and Red Wings over the weekend, and then next week, Pittsburgh, before we probably talk again. We will be more consistent with our show because, like we said, we got to look straight in the mirror on this one, and we got to start putting out content consistently if we want them to put out content consistently. So thanks for listening, everybody. Copy this link. Send it to a friend. Do it right now. Push pause. Ready? 1, 2, 3, pause. Copy the link of this podcast. Send it to a friend and say, you got to listen to these guys because if we grow our family – then they'll hear it, and we'll become the voice for the voiceless, and we will push this thing over the top, I think. By our powers combined, I have been Captain Planet.
It's go time, and there's no more distractions now. Christmas is over. We're right in the home stretch of the season. No more distractions. We'll see you next week. How's that?
Yeah, put the Nintendo Switch down, Matty Berniers. Put it down. It's time to play some hockey. Let's go. Let's go. That's it for us, everybody. Find us on social media at Release the Show. You can send us an email, releasetherants@gmail.com. We have a regular email too, but I'm going to stop saying that one. Just release the rants, RANTS, release@gmail.com. Release the Rants. Let us know if you want a t-shirt. That's it for us. Ryan, say bye to everybody.
Bye, everybody. Do we still do the Chris thing?
No, if he's not here, we can't do it.
Okay. I've been practicing, but...
We could break it down, like, practice style. We do that on the Seahawks show.
We could do that.
Yeah, should we do that?
Hands in the air.
Start a new tradition, see if it works. I mean, there's no wrong answers. Good show, everybody. Hands in the middle. High danger on three, high danger on me. Fitz said it. High danger shots. I think that sounds like fun.
High danger.
One, two, three.
High danger.
High danger.
High danger.
Hey, danger.
Hey, what's up?
The recording has stopped.